on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, in the middle of the Amid, Amar Rove Ketanoi. Now we had a machloikis. Let us the Vay learn the Gemara Aliber the Shitas Rashi. Rashi had learned we had a machloikis Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The person had written in the shtar Chayev Ani Mone Lecho, and he gave it over Bifnei Edim. Is this a true haido? He means it seriously, since it was written in a document and given over Bifnei Edim, that Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish says he can tie Mishat Anibuch, since he did not say Atem Edai, so even though this document was given over Bifnei Edim, it doesn't have an amonis of Eidos Baldin. Omar Rove Ketanoi. L'chayre, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish is a machlekes Tanoi. We learned a mission as follows. Orev hayoytze acher chitum shtoris, goyve minachosim b'nei choyrim. Now what does this mean? La'acher chitum shtoris, tachas chsimes ha'edim, kosuv, on the yeva shtar that Reuven borrowed from Shimon X amount of money, this edim chsumim on the shtar, a shtar havo. And under the chsimes eidim kosuv pleini orev, vehu moide bedovo. Now the rishonim, the Ritve, the Taisus Harosh, say pshat and Rashi, that the Ritve says like this: underneath the chsimes eidim, it says vani orev. And he's saying that I'm an orev. V'chiyuvoy midin haido. So he's made that I was an orev on this halvo. Shu made al atzmoy shu orev loy. Umoschei loy lifnei edim. And he was made this bifnei edim. So in other words, that means that there's a haido. Let us just give a shtikel hakdama. We'll see soon. There's a machlekes tanoi. L'chayre, there's a svara to say that the whole chiyuv of an orev is if al emunosai hilvo. That means that if I come over to a person and I say, lend him money. So he says, lend him money. What'll be with the money? He says, I'm telling you, lend the money, and I'm a Kabbalah Chais. If you won't pay, I'll be the other. So, Memele, so since the whole Halvor was because he trusted the Orev, so the Orev is Meshubed to the Malve, because the whole Halvor was through the guarantee and the trust of the Orev. So because of this, the Orev is Meshabed himself to the Malve. That is the Shibud of an Orev. Now, so the Gemara understood now, according to Rashi, that we have, it says in the Shtar Halvo, after the Chsimes Ha'edim, it says that this person is an Orev. And the Ritva says it's speaking about that he wrote, I'm an Orev. That's a Hidos Baldin, I'm an Orev. What does it mean, I'm an Orev? That on the Etzem Halvo, I'm telling you, I'm an Orev. And this was given over Bifnei Edim to the Malve. But the Haido is, I'm saying that I'm an Orev Bishas Alvo. That it's a Haido. But the Haido is built through the Mesiris Hashtar Bifnei Edim. So Lechere, that Pshat and Rashi, Vuhu Moide Bedovo, the Orev is Moide, that he became an Orev Bishas Alvo. And his Heido is because this statement was Nimsa Bifnei Eidem. So here's a Teiris Heido. Is Goive Minachosim B'nei Chayrim. So you go even in the chosim b'nei chayrim, hamal them in ha'oret. That means I hear by Yidoas Baldin that he was an oret. This document is stating that. B'leim in the chosim ishebodim, kim delach echita mashtar hu havi lo kemil va'alpem. Since this was written after the chsim esayidim, so there's no koil, so it's called a milva alpe, but al kaponim, it's considered a hidom that the oriv is moide that I was an oriv b'shah salvo. Maise bo lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, v'omar goivim enachos b'nei chayrim. Omar loy benanis, Eine goive loy menachos menachoyrem ve loy menachos mishabodem. This statement, the orev hayetze ach echitem shtor is worthless. It is not goive, the malve is not goive at all from this orev. Oma loy lomo, so Rabbi Shmuel es benanes, why not? Omaloi, so he said, Areisho yechoinik eschaveiroi bishuk. Reuven is a malve, and he found Shimon bishuk, and he's choking him. Umotza chaveiroi, and now his chava found him, and he's in the process of being choked. Vomaloi hanachloi, stop choking him. So he's leaving, stop choking him. He's choking me, I need the money. You stop choking, I'm telling you, I'll pay you. Potter, shaloi al emunosoi hilvo. So Benane said that he did not become an orev, because the hold in orev is only if the money was lent al pi amunosoi. That is the shibud of an orev. But here he lent the money stamazoi. Now he stopped choking him because he said stop choking him. That a haftoche la'acher halvos hamois does not create a shibud of an oret. That is what Benani says. So what's the machloike? So the Gemara understood the machloike is as follows. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that this Orev Hayetzalachach Chitameidim is a Haidor, that it was an Orev B'Shasalvo. That's a Haidor. Bani Orev. An Orev means an Orev B'Shasalvo. So Memele, so you have Haidor. And he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's considered a Haidor. Benan is souls like Resh Lakish, that some say that what it says on the star doesn't have a Torah Seido. So Memela, I don't have a biro that he was an Orev B'Shah Salvo. And if I don't have a biro that he was an Orev B'Shah Salvo, so it doesn't get a Torah Orev. Leime Rabbi Yochanan, the Oma ki Rabbi Shmuel. V'Resh Lakish da'oma ki benanis. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Shmuel. So I have a Torah Seido that he was an Orev b'Shasalvo. V'Resh Lakish holds that it's ki benanis, that it doesn't have a Torah Seido. So memele, so I don't have any biro b'chlal that he was an Orev b'Shasalvo. So the Gemara says as follows, Alibe de Benanis, kula alma loy pligi. According to Benanis, everyone sees Benanis holds that it doesn't have a Torah Seido. That means Rabbi Yochanan is also moide that Benanis holds that it doesn't have a Torah Seido. Because Benanis is speaking about that you only get a Torah Orev b'shasabo. So there's a Hidor that he was an Orev b'shasabo. So I says Benanis holds that doesn't have a Torah Seido. Keep ligi alibid Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that it does have a Torah Hidor. Rabbi Yochanan ke Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shmuel. ולאיש לוקיש עד כאן לקום הרב ישמואל הוסום אל דשייך לשיבוד דיירייסה, אבל אוכל לשייך שיבוד דיירייסה. Now let us see Rashi. So you have to understand exactly what the Gemara is answering. Alibi de benanis kula alma le pligi. Claim boho shafi kamre de rabbi yechanin krabi shmo voleike benanis. That's zicher azoi. De moi de rabbi yechanin de le benanis pota. Da hashte uma orev de shibude de reiso duch siva nechi yerveno. Kileko Edem Potter, if there's no Edem that he was an Orev Bishas Alvois Potter, is Kolshken Kiyai Gavne, that is Bechlau no Shibut. He says, Mechaiva Nilo Chomona Bishtar, but there was no Shibut on this. Here he's saying he became an Orev. So he's made that he became an Orev, but Bananas doesn't hold of that. An Orev is Meshubit. So the Gemara says, Ki pligi kloima, hod the mukmes resh lokish ke benanes v'loi ke Rabbi Yishmael. Now you wanted to say that resh lokish, leime ke tanoi, that resh lokish is only going alibe de benanes. Less, the amulach resh lokish anu afilo Rabbi Yishmael ko pligne ad Rabbi Yechne. Orev shibude d'eraise, avol hoche ploini chayiv leke shibude d'eraise. Now, we have to understand what the Gemara is answering. So, the Maram Shif says, according to Rashi, after Bahaido Pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, how the Shibud of the Reis are coming over here? Omer Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Shmuel, after Loi Machshev Lohido, even though he also doesn't hold that it's a Hido, the Chayev Ba'orev Mishum de Mishtabed Achshev Mishibud of the Reis, Avoloi Mitam Hido. מה שאין כן כאן, אם משום הידו לא ימהני, משום שיבודה נמי אין לחייב, לא יהבי שיבודה עוד יראיסה. So דחסך מרדמר המשיף means to say as follows, that ריש לוקיש is saying, הידו הציכנת, that I was an עורב before, but a plainy עורב, so I think he means to say that there's a machlokes, Resh Lakish is saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds that he can become an Orev La'acher Halvo also. So by saying Pliny Orev, I'm becoming now an Orev, and an Orev is Meshubed Midiraisa. He says by saying, I'm not making a Shibud, that means I'm not being Mechayev myself. I'm being Mekabel Alvis, and automatically I become Meshubit. And an Orev La'achel Matan Mois also is a Teres Orev. But over here, to make a Chiyuv, to be Mechayit, means I don't owe him money, to make a Chiyuv through this, by writing Chayv and Yilachamon and Bishtar, a Chiyuv it can't make, and Haidor also doesn't have. That is how the Maram Shif Limshat Alibi Darash. Now let us see Taisvis. Kitanoi Orev Hayyitze Acher Chitim Shtoris. So now Taisvis is explaining our Gemore Alibi Darashi. Leichosam Atzmoi Heite. He didn't write Achsime Ela Vaani Orev Baalme. He wrote, I'm an Orev. Ke'ein shalamayla. Vahashte mashma hoche, the Orev hayeitze acher chitim shtores chayiv, mishum de choshev, Kemoide shenasa orev b'shas matan moy. So this is Rashi's pshat, that the Gemara understood that everyone holds he can only become an orev b'shas matan moy. He can become an orev, and there is a lamdas almanasa yolvo. But the shail is, does this have a teira seido? He wrote a loshin garua. He didn't write, this is not a shtar. Vani orev balman, this was nimsa bifnei edim. That's what the Ritva says. So memele, so that's the machloikis. Does it have a teira seido? Yes or no? So the moment to say, that's the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Ben Amos. Vikosha le Rebbe, Dleimash mahochi b'seif perik beis de gitten. He says, if the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel ben Anas is, does it have a teira seido? Doesn't have a teira seido? When you learn mesechtes gitten, it doesn't seem that that's the machloikis. Damrin en hosom, the Gemara says in gitten as follows, boi romi balchome, Hoyo murzokim betavlo shehishulo. We knew that this tavlo was a tablet, belonged to the isha. This is hers. Veget kosuvolel. Now we see this tavlo, and he's holding the tavlo, and he wrote a get on the tavlo. Verehu yoitzi mitachas yodei. Now he's holding the tavlo. And now he takes this tavlo and he gives it to her l'shem gerushin. Now, by a get, the halacha is that it says v'nosan b'yodo, that he has to give his sefer to her. Now, we know klar that it was once hers. Mahu mi amrinin aknuya aknisa nelei. The Gemara Klava Shaila, now, that's Zichar, he told her, I need a tablet to write again, and so, very good, so she gives him the tablet. So the Gemara Klava Shaila, but does she have Gemira's Das to be makta the tablet to him, knowing that she's gonna get it back? So the whole thing is a spilachel. She's giving it to him for 5 minutes and she can get it back, so. Does she have this Gemira's Das? And can I rely on this? So Mamela, she was talking maknit to him. So Mamela, it's his tablet, so it's a good gershon. Or maybe not. Lo yoda lakni, she doesn't know to be maknit. She's gonna get it back right away. So she's not maknit b'leiv shalom. Ashayla in the Gemara. Uboy la mifshet rovet. So Rove wanted to be poishet to Shaila. Me orev hayeitze acha chitum shtoris. Goive minachos and b'neichay. So memele, so you see that what? So let's understand. So let's just explain how Tosfos and the Kasha understood the Gemara. Nemesin, that's how Rashi and Gittin says pshat. The Gemara understood as follows, that in Emerson, the halvor was nigma without the orev. Now the orev comes over to the malva, and he says, you know, I want to be mishabed myself to be an orev on this chayv. Fine? So he gives him, so the malva takes out the shtar that he received from the loive. He gives it to the orev, and the Orev chasmes on the shtar halvo, and he gives it back to the malva. So here we also have, so the Gemara understood, and that's a Rashilin's pshat over there, that the Orev is now mishabit himself to the malva with this chsime. He's mishabit himself. There's a problem. He's mishabed himself with this chsime, but you need sefer hamikne. It has to be. If you mishabed yourself, so you need, it has to be your shtar. So shat is the malva was maknet him. Now here we have the same problem, but the malva knows he can get back to shtar in 5 minutes. So we see that a person is maknet even though he realizes that he's going to get it back. So the Gemara brings a raya that a person knows laknuye. The Gemara says maybe an isha is different. Chabak upon him. That's the shakal of a tie in the Gemara. So now says uboy lemifshit avim orav ayetzach achitim shtos kaimun lachos b'neichayim. So that's how is Rava Poishit Alma de Chayiv Mishum de Shibud Navshekir Shechos Amasve Bishtah. So we see from the Gemara that the Gemara understood that according to Rabbi Shmuel Yechayiv, because he was Mishabed himself to the Malva. So now the Gemara is Poishit. The historic shechos and boy orav lachas man when the orav chas medan the star after the avo kvaroye mosel malva, the malva already had received the star from the loiva. V'hayich nichse yorav mishabod and boy vabine in sefer mikne, we need a sefer mikne. He loved a knay nel a malva lorav. So a kochokos the malva was makne to the yorav. V'chos and bohod a period. So that's the raya from the Gemara. So we see klor, even though it's a haknol is man, we also say yoda laknuya. V'imitam heido mechay, but the way Rashi learns pshat na Gemara, that the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel is because the orev is moidai was an orev. Bishas matin mois, it's a hoido, im kele tzorshe koni l'orifs. You don't need this whole thing that it should be the orif star. So the Gemara is a pel according to Rashi. Va'ime Rebbe. So Rebbe said, the loilom machmas hoido machai. No, we don't have to learn pshat in the Gemara that orif is meshabed himself now after the alvo. No, the Orev is an Orev al Tzaido, that he was an Orev b'shasobo. V'hochi poshet rove, di amret b'shloime ba'alme koni ki haigavne. If you'll say that a haknol is man, the malve is makne to the Orev, or the ish is makne to the ish, so then it's called Aido also. That means if we'll assume that the Malve is Makna the Shtar to the Yorev, so then we will consider this Aido. Dalime Milsa the Shtar Vachshiv Aido. Aliyam Rit Baalme Loi mechayiv ki aigavne, that means a person can't be mechayiv himself in such a case, because he's not maknim. Im kainoch enami le'alime milse da haishtore v'leichoshiv haido. That's what Rebbe said. Now, if we have difficulties in understanding the lomdis of Rebbe, so we should know that we're in good company, because the Ritva says on this teretz, v'lo yarati l'soiv daitoi. I don't understand it. Al-Kapot, that's what the Ritva says. The Maram Shiv says pshat in Toisviz, that the alime shtore, that means dinisht vi. We're saying like this, if a person will say something bifnei edim without saying atem edai, it's worthless. There's alime milse d'shtore. There's a person alimis that he gave over a document bifnei edim. This shows some sort of seriousness that he really means what he wrote. So it seems Tosfos learned alim milsa the story. You have to have some sort of a document. So if it has a Torah's document leinyan hakno, it's my star, it's my paper, and I'm and I'm giving over what I wrote on my paper to you. That is a Teiras Haido. But if I'm scribbling something on your paper, it seems the Alima, I mean, we see Alima Milsa Dishtorim. I mean, the Gemara is explaining the Svara Rabbi Yochanan that it has a Teiras Haido because Alima Milsa Dishtorim. So, Vaistois, it has the Tchunis of a Shtar. So if in Hilchish Shtar you need it should be a Sefer HaMikne Legabi a Shtar Kinyim, so Legabi the Chshivas of Eido also, it only has a Teiras Eido if it's kosher Al Kaponim to be a Shtar Kinyim. That's Al Kaponim, the Ivre in Teisvis. So what did the Gemara say? Alibi de Benanis, kula alma loy pligi. So the Gemara says, according to Benanis, we see klo. Benanis time is that it's an oriv shaloy bishas matan mois. Why is it an oriv shaloy bishas matan mois? He's moid that he was an oriv before. So you see, Benanis hold that it's not considered idol. Perish, Rabbi Yochanan loimotzi sova kebenanis. V'teimalei, so now the riest amir de kekash, do hoil u benanis polig ad Rabbi Yochanan. Since benanis is choylik an Rabbi Yochanan, v'leichoshev lei haido, now we see klo, benanis says it's not a haido. Is minole Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel Sviel Leikevose? So how does Rabbi Yochanan know that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan that it has a Teiras Haido? Tobi Shili Bobe Basre, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Gufei, Chole Koye Rabbi Shmuel Af Bechonuk. Rabbi Yochanan himself says that this a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Benanis, if a person is mishabed himself to be an Orev after Halvor. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says in Baba Basra. So Rabbi Shmuel holds if a person is mishabed himself after the Halvor to be an Orev, he's also an Orev. So Memele, so Tosi has a Meir of the Kikasha. So where did Rabbi Yochanan see? So we see like this. Benanis holds cloth, not a Haido. He's Chaylik on Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel holds, Rabbi Yochanan said that one can become an Orev La'acha Matan Mois. So it means he can be Meshabed himself after Matan Mois. So where did Rabbi Yochanan see that Rabbi Yishmael's another shtikter? It's a haido that he became an orev before Matan Mois. Maybe Pshat and Rabbi Yishmael is, because he's mishabed himself now b'teiras orev. V'dil medavke b'choneku de pligi. Rabbi Yishmael sover mishabed nafshe. Benan is sover b'chonek lay mishabed nafshe. Aber bei Dolei Pligi Klau, der Meide Rabbi Shmuel, der Einoi Heido. Venirali, so Teisves answers, the Yeshle Dagdeg Midiktoni Reishe. Orev Hayoitzei Acha Chitam Shtores. They're talking about a case that the Orev was written after the Chitim Shtoris. V'iloi polig Rabbi Shmuel bo Haido, if there's no machlokes in Haido, v'havle lemisni hochi. So why do you have to talk about such a case, orev hayeitzi acha Chitim Shtoris? Ela havle lemeimer, the orev sheloi b'shas matan mois mishtabed nafshe. Let him say klor diburim. Say, if you say the machloikis is, if an orev can become meshubed, shaloi bishas matan mois, so say that, orev shaloi bishas matan mois, mishtabed navshe. Eloho kemash malom, that is a double machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Bananas. Tafilu timtze loyme de loyme chayiv, mishum de loyme shabed navshayim. That means he says, afilu you'll say, like Bananas, that an oriv does not become mishubid, shaloy bishas matan mois, hayo v'loy have bishas matan mois. That means it is a double machloikis. Since Rabbi Shmuel did not speak directly about Orev Shaloi Bishas Matan Mois, no, he spoke about a tzir of Orev Hayoytzei La'acher Chitum Ha'edim. So he's coming to tell us there's a double machloikis. There's one that he's saying, Afilu, you'll hold that you have to be another Bishas Matan Mois, but here we have a Hidah that he was another Bishas Matan Mois. That's why it mentions such a Loshon, Orev Hayetze Acher Chitim Shtoris. It doesn't say, Orev Shaloi Bishas Matan Mois. Bechiteime. So Taisa says, fine. So this Loshon is Mashme, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that he has a Teres Orev because there's a Hidah that he was an Orev Bishas Matan Mois. V'chiteime, so if that is a Diyik, Uminolon de Bechonuk Pligi, so how did Rabbi Yechne know Baba Basre, that there's a machloikis between Benanis and Rabbi Shmuel, Shaloi Bishas Matan Mois. Dilme Bohodavke Pligi, maybe this is the only machloikis. Is it a Hidor? That means everyone holds you need an Orev Bishas Matan Mois. Rabbi Shmuel holds this is a Hidor. So that's why Orev Hayoytzei Achachitim Shtoris is Mishtabit, because I have a Hidor from him. That he was an Orev Bishas, Bishas Matan Mois, and Bananas holds, it's not a Hido. So Dilma Bodavke Pligi, so Taisa says, Yesh Ledag Diknot, there's a double Machlekes. Bidekoma Rabbi Shmuel Lomo. Rabbi Shmuel, Bananas, Omaloi Bananas, Eine Goiva, Loi Menachos Menachayrim, Veloi Menachos Mishabot. Mishayla Kanem. So, Rabbi Shmuel asked him a kasha, Omaloi Loma, why not? Omaloi, so he said, because he was Mishabot himself after the Matan Mois, he doesn't become an Orev. The Kama Rabbi Shmuel Loma, so he doesn't become an Orev Lacha Matan Mois. V'im timtze loyma, the moide Rabbi Shmuel b'chonuk de loyma chayiv. If you'll say that Rabbi Shmuel is also moide, that you need an Orev b'shas Matan Mois, and the only machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Bananas is this a Hidah? It's not a Hidah. So Rabbi Shmuel says it is a Hidah, and that we see from his Loshon, Orev Hayetzei Acher Chitim Shtoritz. Now Bananas says he's Potter, so he asked him Lomo, Im Kain, Heichi Komolei Lomo Lo Yischayev Mitam Adom. So what's the Kashe? If the whole Chiev is only Altsaido, so the Lomo is, why aren't you Mechuyev Altsaido? That's the only reason of Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Shmuel only holds that the Chiev is because there's a Hidah, but he holds an Orev La'achemat Mois, Bechlal doesn't become a Chiev. So he asks him, Loma, why are you Potter? So he says, Arechoinik, Aretach Nitzimzach. I'm asking, why is it a Hidah? So say, it's not a Hidah. Say, Kentayne Meshata Nibuch. That's the whole Machloikis. So Weiss, the Chiev is a double Machloikis. That means there's one machlokes that Rabbi Shmuel tainted. I feel according to Benanis, he should be chayiv because this is haido that he was an orev b'shas matan boys. That's one machlokes. And then he said, Loma afilu, you don't hold it's haido, but why can he become an orev later? So he told him, I have news for you. You can only become an orev b'shas matan boys to mishumal emenasa yovo. Elevadai bechonik nami pligi. Boche kamaloi. Lomba lo yisrai mishim demachshivu demishabed nafshi. That was the kasha lomba. You don't hold haido. Fine. But why, so let it be, let us say he's now mishabed himself to be an olive. So memela, so he told him, now you can become an olive. After matan mois, one cannot become an olive. Vishuv shamati me Rebbe kidvora. Then I heard from Rebbe kidvora. So Dachsimir the Maram Shiv says, that means according to this Mahalach, so is for Emfeld the first kasha from the previous Taisus. Taisus had a Gemara, that the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Shmuel, that we say that the malve is matna d'shtar to the orev, even though it's only for a temporary bailus. So Taisus didn't understand that if it's only a machlekes and haido, if the only his chayvis of those only mitamidos, so why do you need a knos ashtar? So Taisus said it's a very Rebbe said a very shvere teretz. It says it's only called haido if it's ishtar. But now he told over Rebbe there's a double machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Benanis. So memele, so now it's very good. So the Gemara in Gittin is speaking about the second chelik. That Rabbi Shmuel tainted loma einach and amiron doveido, but why can't he become now mishubed ayidei ashtar? So we see that Rabbi Shmuel held that it's ashtar, that he cannot become ashtar bedal yodei. So memele, so he was kind of the ashtar, so you see that the malva was makna the ashtar to the orev. The Rabbeinu Tam Meforish. Now, so till now we were learning our Gemara Aliba Deshitas Rashi that the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a Machlokes in Hilchos Haidor. Does he mean to be made, even though he didn't say Atem Eidai, it's equivalent Keilu he said Atem Eidai, or it doesn't mean to be made? Is there a din Alime Milsa Deshtar? Verabeinu Tam Meforish Kula Sugye Beloy Haido. Now, Verabeinu Tam learns Nupshat in the whole Sugye. It's not speaking about Haido. Shloi Hoyo Chayiv Loi Klum Mitchila. Chayiv Ani Lachamona does not mean I made it to you, I owed you. I'm sorry, but that's not Pshat in the Sugye. V'hod koma chayiv ani lecha mone b'shtar. So what is this speaking about? Haynu b'shtar gomo. Shechos moi heite v'chas me d'shtar. Sheroitze lehishtabed ulischayiv loi mone b'shtar ze. He wants to be mishabed himself with the shtar. The shtar, chsam yodoy, a real shtar. He wants to be mishabed himself amone. Ubaho pligi. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan sova alime milse d'shtore laknie bei b'shtarze. You could create a chiyuv with a shtar. K'may shehoide b'fneyeide. The Gemara says, Command omale atemeide. Now, between you and me, the Gemara doesn't flow. That means, if we're speaking about an Ischaibis over here, so it's just as good as Atameidai. I mean, we're mishing Haidum with Kush, it's two different things. Alima Milsa Deshna Laknui Bebishtazeh Kamoy Shehoide Bifnei Eidim. Bein HaDimyan Taib. So the Bein HaTam said, yes, that's right, it's no Dimyan, it's no comparison. Alai did not get lel domulamata meida, no kinami hochi, kimando mulamata meida. Okay, that's, you have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt, don't be in the spoil on the Loshana Gemara. Fine. The ainlit moya. Fine, okay, so now, okaponim, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Does he become mishubid with this shtar? Does he owe him a money? Ve'ein litmoya heichi mishtabid b'shtar zeh. Ho'ein mitaltalin niknim b'shtar. Now we'll understand what the problem is. Now we'll appreciate the problem. There's a shreklicha problem. There's a posik that a shtar you can be makne karka with a shtar. That's a posik. Say for a mikne dachsim, there's a posik in Yirmiyah that we learned that karka is a nikne b'shtar. But metaltlum a na nikne b'shtar. I want to sell you my diamond ring, and I'll write makne my diamond ring, and I will give over shtars golnisht mit golnisht. So memele, so now chayiv ani lecho mone is a chiyuv to pay a mone. So that's a chiyuv on metaltalim. So now the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, how do we understand this? Heichi mishtabed bishtar ze, ho ein metaltalin niknim bishtar. The yeshloima, so he says here, teire. Da hoyu vetorach le michtov shtore. Since he was matriach himself to write a shtar, gomar mishabed nafshe, so he's mishabed himself. Shrei afilu ba'amire ba'alme yesh dvorim sheniknim, kdekoma besomuch. He can be kain afilu ba'amire. That means, we had Rav Gidl, kamat anoysen lebincha, kach vekach, omdu vekit shekonen hene dvorim aniknim ba'amire. Where was there the Maisa Kinyan? No Maisa Kinyan whatsoever. But there was gemire stas. That means if there was, these are necessary obligations which should be decided before the nisuin. So if each one, agav the anod the mechatni ba'dodi gomri makni nafshi, the Gemara says an omed beis. So we see that amira helps without a ma'isekini. Va'oid shamin leil Rab Yochanan bahazov. Hanoisein matone mu'etes lachaveire kone, afapishle gile yodai. So, the matone matzi we see klon tais, we mentioned yesterday, Abuchana learns that way, that he's taking kone. I said I'm gonna give you these $10, so he's kone the $10. The gomaru makne, so he's makne. Matone mu'etes, osa lachze boy, so he means what he says. Ochinami mitoich shetorach litnom bishtar b'chiyagabne gomar umakne. Now, I'd like to just say over one word from the Tosfos HaRosh, Tachsimet, which makes it a little better. Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. Hoyol v'torach lemichtov shtore Belishne dechiyuve, he says one more word, that he wrote a shtar belishne dechiyuve, gomar u mishabed nafshe, so he's take mishabed himself. de davke metaltelim hamiyuchodim einam niknim elo bemesire. Avo shibud choiv mahani bishtar. So it could be, first of all, we have to appreciate what, I think what the Tosfos HaRosh is saying. He's saying this in Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is saying Teire, Moiridike Teire, that by Emerson he's saying that not by everything do you need a Maisa Kinyan. Perhaps the Maisa Kinyan is a oifen how to bring about Gemiras Das. I let him make Mashiach, let him make Chazoke, so that brings about Gemiras Das. I let him balabatav over my metaltum, I take it out of my rishus, he's machdas into his rishus. So memele, a Maisa Kinyan creates Gemiras Das. But there are certain instances that we do not need a Maisa Kinyan to create Gemiras Das. So the Rabbeinu Tam brought down two Misholim. Rav Gidl, Heinein Dvorim Aniknim Ba'amir, and the Gemara says, the Agav Hanod, the Mechat Miyadodi, there's a Pesaza. Each one is happy with the Shidduch, and it's a Zaglik Shidduch, so Mamele. We talk, it mean to obligate ourselves. You mean it believe Sholem. And if you mean it believe Sholem, so finish. So you're kind of. And then Taisis brought another guy from Rabbi Yochanan. The Fakert, I'm a ton of it. This is also Larzaboy. So if I say it, I'm not allowed to have Charotus. I mean what I'm saying. I'm going to give you the $10 of the $10 is already. He's kind of the $10. So now here is probably like this. Let's go backwards. By metaltalin could be the vote is, the Taisus HaRosh is elaborates, which our Taisus didn't speak about at all. Davke metaltalim am yuchodim ein niknim elo b'mesire. That means, kozman, the metaltalim are by me, so even though I write a shtar, but that what the metaltalim are by me, that kufi shows that I'm still thinking about it. We mentioned yesterday there's a svara. I mean that's why by kinyan chalipin you can be chayza, even though they made a maisa kinyan, because kozman it's by me, it's kimlei that I still want to think about it. Gemiras Das and the metaltum was not given over to Yenne is a missile steeredik. But when you're speaking about a hischaivus, I'm mechayiv myself to pay you, so there's no by me. I'm owing it to you. I'll be your noriv. I mean, so we're talking about a hischaivus that there's no kasha. Why wasn't there any mesira? The world is a schaivis. I'm not speaking about a davar miyuchid. And a schaivis, and he took the time out in the tirche to write such a document, that shows gemiras das. But it's not kinyan shtar, it's gemiras das. But you have to have these actions to show that he really means seriously what he's saying. In Dachsach Mir, this is a Shittes Chsam Seifer, the Chivis Chsam Seifer, Kinyan Stimtuse, which is a Kinyan of the Minigam Atagrim. That means if the Minigam Medina is, you shake hands, that's cool that the deal is settled. And you don't have a posik on this, but the Chsam Seifer holds Dachsmet helps me not tell it because the Kinyan is not the criteria. The Kinyan is only a knife to bring out Gemiras Das. So from this mocking, when you shake hands, that's it. So we mean that it's settled, the deal is finished already. So we also have Gemiras Das. About Kaponim, this is what the Rabbeinu Tam said, Alibe de Rab Yechanin. Reish Lakish didn't fall for this. Reish Lakish didn't disagree vehemently with this. There's no such thing. Kaponim dishtik teire because he was torach and he wrote his shtar, that means gemiras das, Reish Lakish halta nechte ketok. So he says, in Kinyan shtar, everyone is made, it doesn't help. The shaila is, does this tircha create a gmiristas, al kabonim, al gmiristas, shishvim achai? Umasik ketanoi. So now, the gemore firzais, that's machlik ketanoi. Orev hayoytze acher chitim shtos b'chosam atzmoi heitev, who was a good chsima, not the way Rashi says the ploini orev. Ani ploini ben ploini. Orev uma'achshav hu mishtabed, and he's mishabed himself now. I'm mishabed myself now after the halvo. I'm mishabed myself now to be an orev to you. Is memele. So, does he become Meshubit or doesn't he become Meshubit? V'achshabosi shaper ahi de gittin. So now the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara wanted to be right, that he's Maknehem, so Memele, so could be according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tirche is not only the writing, that means that I took my paper and I, so it has to be his paper, Mustama. So that means that's a chelik of the tircha, that he's taking his shtar and he's writing a shtar for him. I just wrote it, ani orev. The kivin shein mechiach miksuvosoi, shuhu moschoi le motzi lishtabudi bei. That means in hilchish shtores, the shtar has to say something. That means, if it's a hido, according to Rashi. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, it was a good loshen over here. It was mamish a good loshen. He gave it over. It's mamish a good loshen. The shayla is a different problem. Does he have the metaltalim and the shtar doesn't work on metaltalim? That was the shakla betal. But according to Rashi, Bechlala can't work alt shtar because it doesn't have the proper nusach of a shtar. The shtar has to say Rochel Bitchaktan, that has to say that he's being mechayiv himself. Ani Orev is not so if it's a hidor, it's a hidor for Kelt. He wrote this, and this was given over from the Eidim, so this is called Alime Milsa Deshtar, that I'm moided that I'm an Orev, that it was an Orev. But it doesn't have, but this Nusach Garua is not sufficient to give it a Teirish Shtar Kinyan. Kimishen Mechiach Miksivash Shumoschel Emotzish Tabudibay. V'im taima amai nokat acha chitum shtoritz. Why does it say that orev hayoytzei la'acha chitum shtoritz? Hu adin chaitim kaidem chitum dave miflegi. That means, what's the difference if this was written before the chitum or after the chitum? It's also machloikis. Is it aido? It's not aido. V'yishloima de lohochi nokat ache chitum. De koidem chitum ein regilus lichtoi vlosh en gerua. Aber lache chitem regile so lichtoi loschen gerua bishtar, mishum shahalvo kvar nasis. Because the halvo was done already. That means, eistis poshet koidem chitem, mustami was a orev bishas halvo. So Mele was an Orev b'shas halvo, but la'acher chitum, then when you wrote a lot, so acher chitum, you wrote a loshen gerua, then it's a hidor. Usually before the chitum was taken, he was already a halvo, he was an Orev b'shas halvo, and that's in, it's written a good loshen. After the chitum, So then you have this Lashon Haidah to tell us that even though the Avor was done already, I'm being made that I was an Or B'Shah Soldor. Ulepeirish Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mairi B'Shtar Gomo, it's speaking about a Shtar Gomo that he's Mishabed himself. Lekel Meimu Doho De Noker Lachet Chitum, Mishum de koidem chitum govi lekula alma filo shaloi bishas matn mois. You can't say that koidem chitum. Why did it say ache chitum? According to Rabbeinu Tam, we're speaking about that he was mishabed himself. So why did it say davka ache chitum? So we'll say mishum de kaidem chitin gavi lekulam afilu shloi bishas matn mois. That's ichan aremes to benanes kiresh lokish benanes like resh lokish udi day leimotzi leshte bude bishto. You bchlal you can be mishabed yourself with a shtar. So what's the inyan of la'acha chitum? Hochi noked lacher chitum, to oz muchacho milse de lacher maten mois oye. That means now we see klar that it was lacher maten mois. And he wants to be mishabed himself with the shtar. Avul koidem chitum, muchach milse de koidem maten mois o. Ubohomoide ben anest de mishtabed. Avul lacher chitum pligi. But the machlekes is lachechit. No mucha milse lachem matn moisu. Di koide matn mois avul elakdu milachitim. If would have been koide matn mois, she should have written this before the chitim. Elala yochlo lagdi moi, because it was lachem matn mois. So memele, so that's pshat lacha chitim, that means kaidem chitim is gematria, kaidem matn mois, there's no machloikis, lacha chitim means vakert. Since the halvo was already done already, and the shtar was nimsa, so now he wants to be machayev himself. Vechiteime, mishum ho leka ichoche. So Taisi says, what's the raya? What is the raya that what the lachachita means? That it was after matn mois. The lahochi lahigdimoy lachitum, the lahligvi mimishabdi. That means, could be, it was kaidem matn mois. Aye, why didn't he write before the chitum? So right before the chitum, so then is the din of milva bishtar. You can mon from the Orov, from the Orov Mimshubodov. So he doesn't want that. So he wrote after the Chitum, but could be, it's also Kaidamat Mois. So Taisvis says one of two. We have a Kaidamat Mois. If this was Kaidem Matn Mois, Havale Lefushi, she should have written Lacha Achitim that it's Kaidem Matn Mois, she should have specified this. Inami Lemichtav Ha'alves Beloi Vov, Dechad Leikosavov, Leikami Eidem Olei, El Milsa Bapi Navshu, Kedemasik Bababasra B'Seifa. That means the other pshat is that the Masho explains, If it was Kaidem Matn Mois, and the reason he's making Acher Chitum, because he doesn't want, he should be able to mourn from Mishubodim, so he shouldn't make Avov. He should make Ani Orev, the whole Lashon, And then the Edom are not chasmaning on the Orev. That means if it's a Vov, so then the Edom are chasmaning on the whole shtar. The Pliny borrowed from Pliny. And then the Edom are chasmaning. But if he writes without a Vov, so then this is a Dov on Nifrat, so we say the Edom are not chasmaning on his Arvis. So Memele, so if it was Kaidim, if it was Kaidim Matan Mois, he could have written before the Edom and avoid being goive from him without a vote. So Memele, so Kochoch, it was written after the Chitum to tell us that it was after Matan Mois. The Koshe, Leperish Rabbeinu Tam, Hoyul umuki like Sivis Alvis, Shtuhu Shtar Gomo Lischayev Boy, Shemoisa Loibif Neyedim, a time Shemuchuyev, Shemdova Yischayev Loishibu Nachosim Nami Aide Eidem Mesire, Kma in Lovo Mimenu, Deide Mesire Mavkalei Kolo Kedemuchach Bekamo Duchti. Now Tosis is asking Akashem. It says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Orev ha-yoytza ach-echitim shtois, goyvim menachosim menachoyrim. So the shayla is, why aren't you goyvim menachosim shabodim? That's Tosfos kasha. Now, let's appreciate the kasha. Bemison is like, there's a machloikis, does it get a teiris hischaivis, even though a shtar doesn't help a metaltlan. That's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Ben Anas, fine. But, so Rabbi Shmuel holds it does get a teres hischaivis. So since it was nimsa, bifnei edim mesire, so there's a curl already. So memel the hischaivis is because of the slumdus, you can make a hischaivis, even though it's metaltlan. But l'cheyish in month and l'chosim mishabodim, just like if there's a halvo bifnei edim, he can mum from the chosim mishubodim because it's mapik akul. I mean, I've won a milva pemis tamana, but according to this is a shtar. They didn't see a mapik loikol. It's a shtar race, it's mapik loikol. So the Taisus HaRosh says he doesn't understand this kasha. Lo yedane midochkom leforish divrei Rabbeinu Tam shemosa lo yhashtar bifnei edim. Who says that the coin to Rabbeinu Tam was nimsa bifnei edim? The metzini lefrushei sugyin kegen shekosuv ani hechosum lemato mechayiv atzmi bishtar zeh. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have to mention that there was Eidim. So Emele Taisa Rosh says he doesn't understand why did Rashi says such a thing, and Rashi is dictator with Haido, that was named Sivnei Eidim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say this, it's a Geherig Ishtar, but the King Ishtar does not apply by Metalpum, that's a Shaila, it's a Gomar, Meshabit Namsha, yes or no, but who says you need Eidim? So the Taisus HaRosh says he doesn't understand what the Kash is according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Beinitam brought a raya to his pshat that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is in Hilchos Shibud. Does he come as Shibud? Yes or no? Mirishalmi, so he brought a raya from Mirishalmi. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish omri bechiyo hegavne sheloi nischayev loi koidem lekach, that if he didn't owe before, he doesn't become mechuyev. The porich, because in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish asked, "Bamen ischayev ze lozoin es bas ishtoi." How did he become mechuyev? לאיקן אמר רבי יחמי שמן לוקיש הכסף שאתה חייב לחבר בחזקה שהוא חייב ונמצא שאין חייב, אין חייב לא כלום. That means that in other words, Rabbi Yechno Shloki is saying the Yerushalmi, you can't be mechayev yourself through a shtar. So the Yerushalmi is a kashana mishneh. So al kaponim, you see that he understood the shayla is, can you be mechayev yourself? Va'avo pishal vi Yerushalmi koshed Rabbi Yechno Rabbi Yechno, and by us Rabbi Yechno says you could be mechayev yourself. Ein lochish, to become a duchti poligag morish alonu. But al koponim from the Yerushalmi, we see what the shakla v'taya is. The shakla v'taya is, can he be mechayev himself, yes or no? Let us go a little further. Gufe, Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav. Kama atanaisin lebincho, kach v'kach. V'kama atanaisin lebitcho, kach v'kach. Omdu v'kitshu konu. So these chiyuvim archal hein hein advorim aniknim ba'mir. Omer rove mistavre milse derav bebitoy nara. That it's speaking about that the father of the kala, so the kala's anayro, the kamoti hano liyodei. So he's deriving benefit from the whole Kedushin. He's going to get the Kesef Kedushin. So then it's Gomar Omakne Navshe. Avo Boigres, Leimoti Hano Liode. Loi. But a Boigres hastens that the Chalal doesn't get any Hano, so all these obligations are not applicable. Volekim Omar Rava Filo Boigres. Dilaytei mahochi, avia ben my hanos liyodai. Good. The cheshbin, why the avia nairo is goma makdinavshi because he has hanor from this, the kes of kedushin. But the avia ben my hanos liyodai, avia no the kemesani, the mechatni adodi, gomri umakni ladodi. Let's see, Rashi. The Komoti no liyodi kesev kedushel avia ben oviv sholchos. There's a very interesting ritva over here. What's pshat over here? We hear via hol shakel v'tarye. Rav said, mistavre milse derav, bebitoy nara. So what's a mistavre milse derav? I hold, mistavre li. That means, I understand milse derav, davke by bitay nare, the ko misani, because he has anno. That's what I hear. Volekim omarav. Now, volekim is a shvur. So, the ritva, volekim omarav, he knew what Rav said. He didn't hear this from Rav. But he figured it out that Rav doesn't hold like that, because, avi haben mai hanoke misani minei. So, the ritva, von dort kämen bringen a Reihe, the person can say a lekim, a filo, he never heard this from Rav, but if I can figure out that this is what Rav holds, I can say a lekim on my Rav. Also is it the Ritve. That's the Loshna Ritve. B'shma mino, di yochel in the shloime ki yagavne af filo al milse de loishmi yalei. Given the Islay Hechech, the Yomakin, yes, the Hechech that he said it, so I can say, Ulakim Omarav.